What is up, everyone? It's your fearless host, Ben Albert. I wanted to try something different today, so please let me know if you like it. First off, I'm wondering, have you checked out Learn, Speak, Teach yet? It's a conversational-based podcast with world-class performers from all walks of life. Today, on 5 Minute Friday, I want to preview the next episode of Learn, Speak, Teach with human behavior and performance expert, Brian Bogert. In this conversation, I asked him for some tips, and he surprisingly replied, "Life's not about strategy and tactics. It's not about getting to the next place. It's about understanding and seeing yourself more clearly and allowing yourself to realize you can move faster with less effort when you're in alignment with who you are." This conversation with Brian was one of the best at least I've ever had. Drooling, jaw on the ground the entire time. So please listen to this short section, this short segment, unedited, from our amazing conversation, and make sure that you are subscribed. The full episode will be released next Thursday. So if you're binging or find this later, scroll up and listen to the entire conversation with Brian. It's incredible. Enjoy, guys. Welcome to 5 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better. I'm Ben Albert of Rochester Business Connections. On 5 Minute Friday, I collaborate with Western New York's very best business people to provide actionable insights in 5 to 10 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it.
And who I am, first and foremost, I'm a husband and father first. And I say that, and I always center in that, because that's what allows me to anchor myself and ground myself and all the things that I know are most important. And so I have to start there, because the reality of it is all the other cool stuff that we talk about, the only thing that would cause me to walk away from it is if my wife and kids are not good. So I have to say that's probably the only thing that's truly binary in my world, but that'll tell you a lot about who I am. I want to start, and I'm just going to hit it at a high level. I'm not going to tell the full story, but I think it's important for people to have a little bit of context as to like who I am and where I've gotten to where I am. And it started when I was 7 years old with a freak accident. I went to Walmart with my mom and brother to get a 1-inch paintbrush. And as we were headed back to our car, freak accident, truck came out of control backwards, hit our car, knocks me over, ran over me diagonally, tearing my spleen, leaving a tire track scar on my stomach, and continuing on to sever my left arm completely from my body. Right? So we're in the scenario where, again, life happened to me. Right. But it also happened for me. I just didn't quite realize that until later. And as I'm sure none of your audience was expecting, that's a super unique story. But what I've also realized is over the last 29 years that I've flipped that into helping other people, I've realized that we all have unique stories. What's important is that we pause and become aware of the lessons we can extract from those stories, and they become intentional with how do we apply them in our lives. And we all have the ability to do that. We also all have the ability to tap into the collective wisdom of other people's stories to shorten our own curve to learning. So I'll share real quick two that have guided me to where we are that also frames in what we're doing right now and who we're chasing.
Please.
Okay? Reality of it is I had two primary lessons that have guided my life. The first is that I learned not to get stuck by what has happened to me, but instead get moved by what I can do with it. And what I realized is when I got moved, I was able to move other people. And that's where we started to connect the dots on this concept of moved people move people. Okay. The second thought process that many have identified as kind of my life's purpose and mission is something that didn't come to me right away. At 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, I'm going through the surgeries, procedures, all the therapy, but I'm being guided through that process. You know, and I took for granted, frankly, how much I didn't have to be intentional because I was being guided through it. My parents, however, were not in a fog. They weren't being guided. They were guiding. And they were unbelievably aware of the unceasing medical treatments and years of physical therapy. And, you know, I'm also very grateful because they had the foresight to recognize that the idea of seeing their son grow up without the use of his left arm would be a source of great potential suffering for them and a great source of potential suffering for me in my life. So they literally did everything they could to do all of the hard work, embrace the pains required to ultimately strengthen and heal me. And that's where this concept of embracing pain to avoid suffering came from. I believe when we do these two things beautifully and we can understand the synchronicity of these concepts, that's also where we gain freedom. And that's why, right, it's these concepts we're used to not only overcome this unique injury, how my business partners and I scaled our last business to over 15 million within the span of a decade, and now how I've flipped that on its head as a human behavior performance coach and somebody who just wants to help people become more aware, more intentional, and who they already are, their most authentic selves. We're talking about who they were before the world told them who to be, who they were before they forgot who they were because they chased all the what's of the world. And I believe that when we can center ourselves in the who, that's when we also get to experience joy, freedom, and fulfillment more holistically. And that's when we can start to focus on human connection and the two things that bind human connection, which are vulnerability and authenticity. And when we lean into these things and we can reduce the level of suffering on this planet, that's why we're on a mission to impact a billion lives. Because if we reduce the level of suffering, that's when joy, freedom, and fulfillment has a chance to survive. And that's when we can stand on our own two feet, not only confident, but convicted in who we are, knowing that the world's not going to just accept us, but embrace us for who we are. And I believe that with collective effort, collective energy, and collective impact, we can create that world for our kids and our grandkids.
How do I create that energy? How do I create that collective impact? How do I rally the troops? Like, where do I start? Well, is there any tips, any things that...
Everything begins and ends with you, bro. Everything. Right? So that's the one thing we got to pay attention to is where do I start?
Yeah.
Here's the reality.
There's not like a general tip, is there? I need to ask myself that.
That's right. Life's not about strategy and tactics. It's not about getting to the next place. It's about understanding and seeing yourself more clearly and allowing yourself to realize that you can move faster with less effort when you're in alignment with who you are. So here is a sort of tip, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Right. You heard me say a minute ago, this whole idea of like who before what.
Right.
I will tell you that a lot of the thought processes that we have rooted today are developed and structured based on me losing who I was. Right. I, for so many years, had intellectual narratives, emotional narratives, different block points, different levels of armor that were up to protect myself, make myself feel safe, make myself seen and understood, make myself feel connected. Right. But what I did is I did what the world taught me to do. Chase the what house, what car, what amount of money, what amount of success, right? What amount of external validation, what amount of support, what amount of friendship and connection, like legitimately the what's, all the what's, but all the what's were a little bit empty. Right. No, by the way, I got all the what's by the time I was 27. Every what I'd ever sought to accomplish, I had by the time I was 27. I don't say that to brag. I don't say that to impress. I say to impress upon the point. I chased the what's. I was laser focused on the what's and I got the what's. You know what I lost though?
Who was Brian at 27?
Not who I am now. Not who I was before. I was who the world told me to be. So who I was at 27 was a man who knew that I had loneliness, isolation, that I knew that I hadn't been seen or connected for a long time. I knew I wasn't in alignment with myself. I was experiencing massive amounts of anxiety, stress, depression, right? Because I wake up and I realize one day that I'm running in circles with people making multiple six figures, seven figures, eight figures. And all of us, almost all of us, including myself, had lost who we were. Right. And when I realized that, that's when I went on the path of trying to get back and reclaim who I was. And over the course of those last periods of time, the last decade, what has become very clear to me is when we can shed the layers of the world and get back to who we are authentically, we can become that bright, burning, shining light that we are when we're first born into this world, right? And when we do that, all the what's in our world can become a manifestation of who we are. So how do you create impact? How do you create that collective impact? How do you create that connection? Align yourself with you and actually put the work in to make sure that you're dealing with the pains, not just ignoring them, but actually focusing on feeling so that we can heal and seeing ourselves as a complete being in every way possible.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minute Friday by Rochester Business Connections. Want to become a professional contributor? If you have a voice that needs to be heard, email ben@balbertmarketing.com. That's ben@balbertmarketing.com to host the next 5 Minute Friday. I encourage you to subscribe on your favorite platform, and no requirement to leave a long review. Just select whatever star rating you believe we deserve. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's tips, I encourage you to tell a colleague or a friend. See you next time. Just a reminder, if you're listening to this as soon as it came out, this episode's out next Thursday. If you're binge listening or catching up, go check it out now with Brian Bogert.